It's been a year of incredible change. Change that for many of us has been painful and confusing. Change that often feels too much for any one of us to carry. But what if, underneath the surface of all that's been lost, amidst the rubble of what's been uprooted, another story exists? One of opportunity, persistence, and hope. One that not only says you were made for change, but that you were made to thrive through it. Join us as we reflect on and embrace this journey of change, discovering what it means for each of us to lean in, look forward, and reimagine the future together. A chemical engineer picked me up at the airport. He wasn't my coworker. I'm not nearly that smart. He was my Uber driver. I'm one of the weird ones who can't help but talk to strangers on planes and in Ubers. I soon came to learn that my brilliant driver was a refugee who had escaped genocide and was resettled by World Relief 4 years ago. For his first 3 years in America, he was alone, without his wife and 2 children. Last year, they were finally reunited, and they've been rebuilding their lives together ever since. He told me of the degrees and professional certifications that he'd earned in his home country, and the excruciating heartache of them being destroyed, lost, or simply not recognized in his new country. He shrugged it off, told me he was working hard to earn an education and those certifications again. I listened as he described the moment he saw his wife and children for the first time in 3 years. My eyes welled up with tears as he told me it was all worth it. He said there would never be another day in his life that he took his life or his family for granted again. Personally, I'd rather build than rebuild. Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't you? The prospect of starting all over again is daunting. But truth is, we were made to rebuild, and we serve a God who is already in the business of rebuilding. We see it in the book of Ezra, when the people of Israel returned from captivity to rebuild their temple, which had been destroyed. In chapter 3, Ezra writes, "When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and with their trumpets, and the Levites with cymbals, took their places to praise the Lord. With praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord. He is good. His love toward Israel endures forever." Change rebuilds. It's the very heart of the gospel. Christ has invited us all to leave behind what we've built ourselves and rebuild a life with Him. A life of peace. A life of purpose. A life above divisiveness or fear or hate. We hear this when we sing that we were blind but now see, lost but now found. We imagine it when we read in 2 Corinthians, "Behold, you are a new creation. The old is gone. The new life begins." change rebuilds. It makes new. And that's exactly what we were made for. As the year 2020 comes to a close, let's end this year of immense disruption and uncertainty by committing to rebuild. Rebuild our lives to one of purpose. Rebuild our commitment to love and serve the vulnerable. Rebuild our country into a place of welcome, a place that rises above divisiveness, fear, and hate. Let's take courage to learn from one another, to learn from those who have rebuilt their lives on American soil. Let's rebuild and commit to never taking another day for granted. Will you join me in rebuilding? Take a moment to pause. Imagine what can be rebuilt together. And ask God to meet you in this moment. Give us the courage and commitment to rebuild.